Static.
Here we go.
So anyway, I checked it, and I'm not echoing on there as much as I was before, so I just wanted to check and see. So my mother, Harvey Fierstein, here, and her nipple clamps.
Right.
You decided just to pick up my mom this week because it's Mother's Day, or what?
It's Mother's Day, damn it. Enjoy it.
This is like Hairspray. Am I like Ricky Lake or something to you, or what?
Maybe. Maybe, darling. I don't know.
I'm like your Ricky Lake to your divine. Are you dressed in drag right now? Is that the deal?
You play your cards right, you can pick the lint out of my navel.
Oh, jeez. That'd be like a half a day project.
Maybe. You can make a sweater.
I'd need to have some of those really long tweezers, you know.
Needle nose pliers.
Those ones that, you know, get down in a bottle or something.
You'd know, wouldn't you? You'd know.
I hear you. So, what's going on with you, Mom?
Hey. I've had a few tonight.
I guess.
I've had a few, if you know what I mean.
I've had a few what?
Beers and men.
Beers and men?
Yes.
I guess. Well, I don't think it was for Mother's Day, but we went and got some ice cream today. And it was like a, it's not like Dairy Queen or something like that, but it's just like a, you know, a local ice cream place.
Dairy Flow?
No, it's not the Dairy Flow.
Okay.
But it's a good place to go. And we decided to go over there with the kids, and so it was pretty packed. I mean, you know, it was like a line of people. It was only outdoor, you know. There's no, like, seating inside or anything like that.
Right, right.
And so you got, like, all these people at the window. And, sure. So we pull up. There's, like, two spots, amazingly enough, kind of in front.
Sure.
And we pull into one of the two spots, and, like, we got kids, so you got to, like, unbuckle and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so we're getting the kids unbuckled, and then some, as we're doing this, some lady, like, flies into the spot next to us.
Yeah.
In her Volvo. And she, like, you know, slams it into park and about takes off the door. And
what's up with that?
Well, evidently this ice cream is so good that she has to get there.
Pulls up like she's Batman or something.
Yeah, well, yeah, she was driving like something. She was driving more like Cruella De Vil, I would say, than the
Batman.
But yeah, we get out of the car and walk up there, and there she is, one spot ahead of us. I'm just like, geez, Louise.
Was she an old bag?
She was an old bag.
Yeah.
She, like, I don't know, she had like white hair, and she's like severely tanned. Like, you know, cancerous tanning kind of situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
She
go
wasn't.
Ahead. Oh, your mom's here. She's still listening.
Yeah, I guess so. She wasn't quite dried up. She was still, you know, pretty plump. But all
Did
those.
You have some planters.
all those trips to the ice cream store probably didn't hurt, you know what I mean?
Did she have some hanging planters in her bra? You know what I mean? Mrs., you know, Matt, let's keep it clean now.
But I was
I'm
like,
here with your mom. You know?
I was just kind of shocked. I'm like, Christ, it's like one space, you know?
Yeah.
Like, what's the world coming to when you gotta, like, you know, run
Did
over?
Did she want nuts on hers?
I guess. I don't know what's going on. I just kind of like, my wife, like, we sit down and eat our ice cream, and then she's like,
right.
And on Sunday, she always asks me, do you have a story? And I'm like, well, you know. I look around looking for that lady. I think I'll talk about her because I don't really have anything to talk about.
apparently.
Yeah, but man, I'm like, God, this ice cream must be something else. She's all in a hurry to knock down two small children to get the goddamn ice cream.
She's elbowing her way. Get out of my way.
It's my only source of calcium. But it was horrible. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, jeez.
I'll give her a protein shake.
Yeah, she needed a Slim Fast. But
so what did she get? What did she get?
I really didn't pay attention. I was just kind of like put off by the whole thing.
Was she all like, I'm in a hurry, so hurry it up. And...
No, I mean, other than doing the running to the line, that seemed to be their big goal or something.
She have a cool car or something, or what was this?
No, it was like a Volvo station wagon or sedan or something.
What's up with that?
I guess she's like the ice cream maven and just can't go two more seconds without a goddamn scoop. That's
there you
all
go.
I got. If they had a drive-thru, she probably would have, you know, run over somebody.
So she tear out of there?
We went and sat down. They have like an outdoor seating area.
Yeah.
So we sat over there, and then she just took off. So.
Huh.
But I was a little put off by that. I was like, wow, how rude, you know?
She'd burn off a little rubber on the way out, you know?
Not that I saw, but, you know.
Yeah.
You never know about these things.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Maybe she was having a problem or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess so.
Apparently, she needed the protein.
I got somebody on the hook, but they want a carton of ice cream before they'll do anything, so... I don't know what was going on with it. It's not particularly funny, except for the fact that, you know, it's like...
It's weird, though.
Yeah, it's weird. You got it. It's really weird.
Because
she's like one person ahead, you know?
The show is the strange and funny happening.
That's right. This would go into the strange.
It doesn't have to be necessarily a funny story. It can be a...
I should put
story.
That and or funny. And or funny.
Well,
but
you know, have your pick, but
I didn't realize usually when I go for ice cream it's usually a pretty, you know, relaxed kind of environment, not so much the thing that she was doing, so she was out of control. This woman was out of control. You'd think she was like, you know, getting her heroin or something. She's like freaking 55-year-old Courtney Love on an ice cream fix.
Get out of my way. Right
hey,
now.
Hey, all you
people.
Fuckers, I need my fucking ice cream.
All I've got is $100 bills.
Watch out, Francis Bean. I'm going to run over you.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Come on.
She kind of looked a little like old Courtney Love, I suppose.
Oh, great. That's really frightening.
Yeah. Frightening. Gotta get my ice cream fix. It's my 2:30 ice cream fix. So I'm sure you have something much more funny than strange, so I'll defer.
I don't know.
Okay.
I went to the Hell Mart with my son, my oldest son.
A daily occurrence in the Tidal household.
Yeah, basically.
We're out of toilet paper.
And
I ran over to Walmart.
I didn't realize this, but
kid puked on the floor.
I ran over to Walmart.
Bob, shut up and let him tell the story for Christ's sake. My beer's getting warm. Miles is gonna service me.
You're at that doorstep so much you're practically a greeter.
Miles has to service me in a few minutes, so let him finish.
Okay.
Thank you. So, I have this poor man's cell phone, right?
Yeah.
And I somehow hit a redial button, and it dialed my wife, and it called my wife, and I didn't know it.
Oh, really?
And so she
were you holding it, or where was it at?
It was in my front pocket.
I've had this same thing happen. I know this is crazy, but yes.
And my wife heard everything that went on at Walmart and on the way home.
So right? I guess Michael Jackson's got nothing to worry about. You're the next big case out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it was weird because, you know, I was like trash talking some people, you know. And it was weird.
I gotta fucking go to the fucking Walmart and get fucking maxi pads for my wife.
My fucking wife. Yeah. No, thank God I didn't say anything like that. No, it's just weird because I've been.
Hey, Miles, what are you doing back here at the Walmart? That fucking bitch sent me fucking out. Oh,
yeah,
I'm sorry,
I know.
Son.
I know, because I made this song called Beelzebub.
Yeah.
And I was singing it, you know, like Beelzebub, Beelzebub.
Yeah.
Like kind of the Brady Bunch, but, you know, I just say Beelzebub, you know.
Oh, okay.
Beelzebub, Beelzebub. Well, I get home and wife's like, oh, so you ran into so-and-so, huh?
Yeah.
I'm thinking she's a freaking clairvoyant. I'm like, what? And she goes, what's this song about Beelzebub that you're singing? What the hell are you singing with the devil for? What? I wasn't.
You're lying. I wasn't with our son in the car. No.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. And she's
Why
like,
would I
hey.
Do that?
She's like, genius. The cell phone is on. I'm like, oh.
So, like, she sat there and listened the whole time?
Yeah,
or?
Wasn't that rude? Geez.
That's weird. I would think I'd be yelling. I'd be going, hey, your cell phone's on, you moron.
Well, she was. I guess she was, like, really yelling, like, you get me to turn it off, and I couldn't hear it because it was in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a slim little thing, you know? There's not much room in my pocket, but, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Wait, this has happened to you, or?
Yeah, no, actually, when she didn't listen in, but I was at a soccer game,
uh-huh.
And I was, like, driving separate, and I had put my phone in my pocket because we were meeting up, you know?
Yeah.
And somehow it dialed, like, the first number is my wife's cell phone. It dialed her cell phone.
Yeah.
And, like, she could hear me walking around, but I don't, like, you know. I'm not a big talker while I'm out walking around like you are, evidently.
You weren't singing about the devil. Like
no,
that.
I wasn't singing about the devil. I think the most what she heard was just like rustling around and doors shutting and me walking and probably my breathing like you hear here. You know?
Right. I was a little embarrassed.
Oh, right. I was at the park and so the kids were making noise and stuff like that. But
how long did this go on for?
I guess it left a message on our voicemail for however long you can leave a message. So, a
oh my
minutes.
God!
Yeah. So then she gets her voicemail and she's like, "What the hell's this?" You know.
Yeah.
It's like somebody called me from the park. I used all your minutes. That's funny. But yeah, it was just something kooky like that. Same kind of deal though. But you, your wife. Was listening in, you know, like, what is this? Because you guys are so, like, the phone is like your only sense of the world, I think, sometimes.
Basically, yeah.
Because, you know, I called you and rang up a couple times and you're all freaked out because it was the phone.
Right.
So now the phone rings and she's listening. Oh, I can listen in on Miles. What's he doing? Beelzebub. You know.
I was just so afraid I had said something, you know, bitching about having to go to the store. And...
Yeah. Now you're not going to talk anytime.
No, I'm keeping it all to myself.
You're going to be quiet like me, you know?
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet guy, man.
Quiet guy. Doesn't say anything. You know?
No more kooky made-up songs either, man.
Yeah, and your kid's singing it. Takes it to church.
Beelzebub.
You know, Jesus? Jesus
Beelzebub.
Is kind of like Yu-Gi-Oh! And I got this song my dad taught me called Beelzebub. But I'm kind of making up a rap version. Beelzebub. You know he's a thug. Beelzebub. Something like that, right?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
So then you get in trouble for that too, right? So.
Yeah.
Daddy taught me a cool song.
Yeah, I know. I'm just glad I... You know, she wasn't friends with who I was trash talking.
Oh, there you go. Then you'd be in trouble.
Yeah, I know.
Or worse yet, you're like, hey, Miles Jr., check out the set of there, right there.
Yeah, I know. Check out the cans in that bimbo.
There you go. Hey, Miles Jr., Run the card into her.
Tell her that Beelzebub made you That's do it.
Right. Sing the song and run into her.
Beelzebub. Beelzebub.
I want to go talk to her.
Yeah.
Let's make a scene.
Introduce me.
Oh, so that's your teacher. I see.
I see.
I think you will be getting those x-ray specs that you wanted.
Yes, yes. Crazy like a fox.
Then you'll be like all out there and be in trouble.
Yeah.
Then you'll have to answer to her, you know. All yeah. that business.
Yeah.
So, like, how long were you gone? Like, 15 minutes?
No, it wasn't that long. It was probably just slightly shorter than that. But, I mean, it was just long enough to totally embarrass myself.
Well, that doesn't happen every day.
I'm all weirded out anyway, you know.
The phone's telling on me. The phone company hates me.
Yeah, I told you a few years ago, my wife found out I got a speeding ticket.
Right, yeah.
Like an hour away from home, like one of her friends had saw me.
Right.
Pulled over like a whole hour away from my house.
And you got outed.
Which like freaked me out. Now I got this cell phone thing, which is like got me all freaked out.
You didn't like pop any wood in the car and punch buttons with your penis, did you?
No. No, I didn't do that.
Some kind of homing penis device to let your wife know where it is.
I don't know. She might have some hidden video on me, too. I don't know.
She's got the GPS chip on my, you know,
wiener.
On my spicy ragu.
Yeah.
What? On your wiener, right?
No, it's weird, you know?
I know where you and your penis have been.
There you go.
And I listened in while you were doing it. Doing
Beelzebub.
What?
Beelzebub.
You know, I think I should talk to you about masturbating in public. All I heard was a big zip, and then...
Hey, we all do it. We all do it, Bob.
But the thing was, you were still talking to people. Hey, Walmart greeter. Welcome to Walmart. Hey.
Welcome to Kohl's. Come on in.
Come on in. I thought I'd just whack off all around the store. Oh, Mr. Tidal, you're so funny. There's like a movie, I can't remember the name of it. George Burns was in it. I think it was called...
Oh, God, you devil.
No, it was it's him and Brooke Shields. What was that movie?
Oh, Heavenly Dog.
No, I think it was called 18 Again.
Yeah.
And he did this thing where he had this coat with arms in it. But or fake arms, and they're like held behind his back, like you're holding your own hands behind your back.
Right.
But then in front, his real arms were out. And so if you were standing behind him, it looked like he was holding his hands. But then stuff was happening in front of him, but you couldn't really tell. Somehow I think you got one of those things going on.
Wow, it's like a reference no one's going to get. You know?
I realize that, but you know.
You spent like 10 minutes setting it
the
up.
The two people
you know
who've seen
that no
it.
Ever saw?
Yeah. Well, you know.
You remember that really funny scene in Time Bandits? everyone's going to remember it, you know.
Don't touch it. It's pure evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. Funny scene from Time
there
Bandits.
There you go.
Well, I guess we'll leave on that note. Till next time.
Beelzebub.